Shalom to all. Today's office on Hanjun Afla Amitessa. We're starting about the third line with the words Amrle Kaifalarm Gamaliel. And today's office sponsor, Lilu Nishmas, Marsh Mirim Sarbas, Yaakov Moshe, her Neshama should have an Aliyah. And we get to discussing heretics, non-believers, and the whole lot of them. The Gemara tells us Amrle Kaifalarm Gamaliel, a Kaifalarm Gamaliel, Al Kechem Ganav, who your God is a Ganav. He's a robber. Dechsev Kazapasak says, Vayipal Hashem Lakim Tardema al Adam, Vayishan, and Hashem placed a deep sleep on man, and he slept. And we know that during that sleep of man, of Adam, a part was taken from him, and Chavo was formed. So Hashem's a Ganav, because he stole something from Adam. His daughter told him, Shavke, leave him alone, Danama Darnale, I'm going to respond to him. Amrle, she told him, Tanuli Duchasechad, please give me an officer, a policeman, who can mete out judgment against somebody who wronged me. Amrle, he asked her, Lamalech, why do you need that? So she explained, Listen, Bo Alainu Alayla, robbers came to us during the night, Venatlu Menu Kitan Shal Kasef, and they took a silver pitcher, Venichulan Kitan Shal Zav, and they left us a gold pitcher. So Amrle told her, Velavashev Alainu Bechal Yaim, Halavai, such a thing like that should happen every day, where they steal something less valuable and leave something more valuable. So she responded to him, Velayafahayla Adam Rishan, Shanatlu Menu. So wasn't it great for Adam Rishon that Hashem took one selah from him and left him a shivcha to serve him? So Hashem's not a ganav. This is a wonderful thing. Amrle, so respond to her, Hachkamini, this is what I was saying. El lishkle behedya. Hashem should have just taken it in front of him. Why do the sneaky thing by putting him to sleep and then taking a part from him to form chava? So Amrle, she responded to him, Aisuli om to the bestra. Bring me a piece of meat. Aisula, they brought her a piece of raw meat. Aisuli tuse bachsha. She put it underneath the coals. She roasted it. A pikta, then she took it out. Amrle, she told him, Achel mehai, eat from this. Amrle, so he told her, Me'isoli, it's disgusting to me because I saw you take that raw piece of meat and I saw the whole process. It's not kishmak anymore. Amrle, so she told him, Adam Rishon Nami, Adam Rishon as well. Ihavas Shakle Behedya, if Hashem would have taken this piece directly from him, Hava Me'isoli, so then the thing that was formed from it, meaning Chava, would have been repulsive to him, and that's why Hashem did it while he was sleeping. And another story, Amrle Kavalim Gamaliel, Kavalim Gamaliel, Yodanale Kaihu Maika Avid, I know what your God is doing. Isnikin Ve'isnach, Rabbi Gamaliel's response was that he moaned and he sighed. Amrle, so his fellow told him, My high, what are you doing? Amrle, so Gamaliel told him, Ben Achodeshi Bacharke Ayam, I have a son in the cities by the sea, Vyashi Giguim Alav, and I have real longings for him. Bina Demichlis Lenieli, I want you to show him to me. So Amr, the guy told him, Gamaliel, Mia Dana Hechaniu, do I know where he is? How am I supposed to know where your son is? Amr, so Gamaliel responded to him, De Ikaba Aroloyadas, De Ikaba Shmayadas, you don't know what's going on in the land. You can't show me my son. You could tell me what's up in Shemaim. You know what Hashem is doing? So he proved him wrong. And Amr, the Kavalim Gamaliel, another Kavalim Gamaliel, Zivit says in the Pasuk, Mina Mismelke Chavim, that Hashem counts the stars. And his question was, Maya Ruse, why is it such a chiddush? What's so special about that? I could count stars. What did Gamaliel do? I see chavushe. He brought chavush, which is quince. Shadinu barbila. He put them in a sieve or a sifter. Bekamahadalahu, and he was spinning them around in there. Amrle, then he told his kaifer, Mininhu, I want you to count them. Tell me how many are here. Amrle told him, Ukmenhu, you have to stop spinning them around so I could see them. Amrle, so Gamaliel told him, Rukia nami hachi hadra. This is what happens in the Rukia. The heavens are constantly moving, so there's no way that you're able to count the stars. Now, Ekadamri, some say that hachi Amrle, this is what the kaifer told him, Mani li kaichi, I have counted the stars. I know how many there are. So Amrle, Gamaliel told him, Emily tell me how many molars and teeth you have in your mouth. So Shadi Yadal Pume, he put his hand into his mouth and he started counting them. Amrle Zer Gamaliel told him, you don't even know how many teeth you have in your mouth. You think you know how many stars are on Shemaim? You obviously don't. And another story. Amrle Kavalim Gamaliel, Kaifer told him Gamaliel, Misha Bar Harim, Loi Bar Ruach. The one who created mountains didn't create the wind. Shadam because the Pasuk says, Kihine Yotzer Harim Ubayre Ruach. So we have a different word of creation regarding these things. Yotzer means formed, Bayre means created. So it seems to be that one entity formed the mountains, and a different entity created the wind. So Gamaliel told him, El Me'atav, that's really so, Gabe Adam, regarding man. Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk, Vayivra Vayitzer. Hachinami, Misha Barzel, Barzel. Does that mean that there's two entities that created man? How does that make sense? Especially in light of the following. Tefach al tefach yeshwe ba'adam. A person has a tefach by tefach space on his body, which is his face. Shnei nekavim yeshbay, it has two holes. Misha Barzel, Barzel. You want to say the one that created this one didn't create that one? Shnei because the Pasuk says, Hanetea oizen, halo yishma, vim yotzer ayin, halo yabit. So we see that somebody was Neitea an ear and Yoitzer an ayin, as you want to tell me that that was created by two separate beings, even though the ear and the eye are right next to each other? Amrle, so the Kaifer told him, in, yes. So Amrle, Rabbi Gamaliel responded, Ubashas Misa Kulon Espaisu, so you want to tell me that at the time of death, all of them agree with each other? All the beings that created man agree, okay, it's time for him to die? That doesn't make sense. Even if you have multiple beings that created man, who's to say that they all agree at the time that a person should die, that okay, it's time for this fellow to go? So it doesn't really make much sense what you're saying, Mr. Kaifer. And another story, Amrle, Huam Gushala. Meimar in Amgusha, which is a sorcerer, told Ameimar, Mefagach li loy de Hormez, Mefagach tatoy de Ahormez. The upper part of your body belongs to Hormez. Hormez is the name of a demon, and the lower part of your body belongs to Ahormez, which is the Persian name for Hashem, meaning your body is made up of two parts, and the lower part is in Hashem's domain. So Amalei Meimar responded to him, Imkin, if that's so, Hechi Shavagle Ahormez, Lahormez, Lavori Mayabare. How is it possible that Hashem would allow this Hormez to have water flow through him? He's referring to the waste channels of a person's body that go through the lower part of the body, and if that part belongs to Hashem, meaning if it's controlled by him, him, why would he allow all the waste from the upper part to go through the lower part? So what you're saying, Mr. Amgusha, doesn't make sense. And another story, Amalei Kesar Tanchum, the Caesar told him Tanchum, Tehel Havi Kul and Amachad, all of us should be one nation. We should all join nations. So Amalei Tanchum responded, L'chaye, wonderful. Anadama Linon Limitsinu Mahavi Kavasaichu. We who already have a bris milah, we can't be like you because we're already missing part of our body. We can't tape our erla back on, it's already off. Whereas Haton, Maliso, Mahavi Kavason, why don't you get a bris milah and you'll be just like us and we'll all be like one nation. So Amalei the Caesar told him, Memar Shapar Kamrit, what you just said is very good. It's a great response. Miu called Zachel Malko L'Shadul Bever. The problem is, anyone who bests the king in an argument, he gets thrown into a pen of wild animals. And what they do, Shadul Bever, they threw him into the pen of wild animals. Vlechlua, and they didn't eat him. Amalehu Mina, there was a min that was there that told the Caesar, Hadlechlu Mishum Lekafenhu. The reason why they didn't eat him is because they weren't hungry. So Shadul Leilidi Day Vachlua, they threw him inside and they ate him. And also Rav Gamliel, Amalei Kavli Rav Gamliel, Kavli Rav Gamliel, Amrisu, you say that Kol Be'asar Shchin Tasharya. Anytime there's 10 people, that's where the Shechina is. We know when there's 10 people, the Shechina rests there. And the question is, Kam Shchin Teika, how many Shechinas are there? You could have 100 groups of 10 people and there's 100 Shechinas. How does that make sense? So Karl Shammai, Rav Gamliel called this guy's Shamish, his attendant, Machle Bapaska, he hit him on the neck. Amalei Rav Gamliel told him, Amai Al Shimshu Abesu the Kaifer. Why did you allow the sun to come into the Kaifer's house? You opened up the window, you allowed the sun to come in. Amalei, so the Kaifer told him, Shimsha Kuli Almanaicha. The sun shines throughout the entire world. What does that mean? You're supposed to stop the sun from going into the house? The sun goes everywhere. And so Rav Gamliel's response was, Umashim Shadachad Min Elf Alfei Riba Shamashe. If the sun, which is only one of thousands or tens of thousands of servants, the Kama Kutcha Brichu, that serves in front of Hashem, Naichel Kuli Alma, it shines on the entire world. Shchinta Kutcha Brichu, Achas Kama Kama, Hashem Shchinta itself, Achas Kama Kama, of course, it could be in many places at once. Anytime there's 10 people, the Shchinta shines over there, basically like the sun. Another story, Amr Lehu Minal Rabavo, Amin told Rabavo, Alekecham Gachachanhu, Yo Hashem, he's a joker, a jester. To Kamal Lechaskol, he told Yechaskol, Shchaval Tzitcha Smali, go lay on your left side. Because if another pasuk says, Shchaval Tzitcha Yimani, you should lean on your right side. So what is he making Yechaskol Meshuga, line your left side, then your right side? So he's a gachan, he's just a joker. And also, Talmida, Talmud came, Amrle, he told Ravo, Matam is Shviasa, what's the reason for Shvias, for the seventh year that we're not allowed to work the land? And Amrle, Ravo told him, Hash Tamin al Chumilso, now I'm going to tell you something, the Shal Travayu, which is going to be an answer for both of these things. Amokash Bokhli Shalashem told Am Yisrael, Zeru Shesh Vashmitu Sheva, plant for 6 years, meaning work the land, and then the seventh year, let it lie fallow. Kadesha Tedu Sha'art Shalihi, so that you should know that the land is really mine. Behele also came, but the Yidden didn't do that. They didn't keep Shemitah, Elochatu, they sent Vagol, and they were sent into exile. Now, in Hagel Sha'olam, the normal way the world is, the Melech Basav Adam, Shasar Chal of Medina, if a whole country or whole area rebels against a regular king, Melech Zarihu, if he's cruel, Harig is cool and he's just going to kill everyone. Im Rachman Hu, if he has a little bit of Rachmanus, Harig Chatsiam, he'll only kill half of them. Im Rachman Mali Rachman Hu, but if he's mamish full of mercy, Miyasar Gdam Shabahan Biyasurin, he's going to take the most chashiv people, the leaders, and give them Yasurim and leave everyone else alone. And Avagosh Baruch Hashem is the same way. Miyasar Yechaskol, he gave Yasurim to Yechaskol Anavik, De Lamark of Nisim Shal Yisrael, in order to wash away the Averis of Am Yisrael, and that's Hashem, so to speak, made Yechaskol Meshuga, lie on the left side, then the right side, because that was to atone for all of Am Yisrael's sins. And another conversation with Rabbi Vo. Amrle Hu Minul Rabbi Vo. This man told Rabbi Vo, Al Kechem Kain Hu. Your Hashem is a Kain. The pasuk says, Vikhu Li Truma, take a Truma for me. And we know that Kehanim get Truma, and this is Hashem saying it, so we see Hashem is a Kain. Now the problem is, Ki Kavri L'Moshe Mai Tavil. When Hashem buried Moshe Rabbeinu, which we know Hashem took care of Moshe Rabbeinu's burial, how did he go to the mikveh afterwards? And Vichite Maya, if you want to say that Hashem went to mikveh in water, Vaksiv the pasuk says, Mi Madid B'Shal Umayim, who measured the waters of the world with his fist, which means that since Hashem is able to measure the water of the world, there's not enough water for Hashem to be tavil in. So how is Hashem attire himself after he dealt with Moshe Rabbeinu's burial? This is the question the Min asked Rav Avoh. So Amalei Rav Avoh responded to him, Benur Tavil, he went and fired. The Chassid of the Pasuk says, Kine Hashem ba'esh yavai, Hashem will come and fire. And the response back was, Misaka tvilusa benura, could somebody attire themselves in fire? How does that work? Amalei Rav Avoh responded, Adrabe ikar tvilusa benuruhu, the main tvila really should be in fire. The Pasuk says in regards to kalim that have to be kashered, the Chassid, b'chal asher lo yavai ba'esh tavir b'mayim, anything that's not able to pass through fire because it will get ruined, okay, so put it in water. That's the difference between libun and hagala. If a kli can't have libun, or if it doesn't need libun, so then you do hagala, which is in water. But really, the best thing is to do libun, put it in fire. And that's where Rav Avoh was telling this min, that yeah, Hashem went to the mikveh in fire, and that's how he was mitahir himself. Now, obviously, that's ridiculous. No one could go to the mikveh in fire, and Hashem doesn't need to go to the mikveh. He was just responding to the min based off his ridiculous question with a silly answer. And another conversation. Amalei Hu Minul Rav Avoh, a min told Rav Avoh, Ksev the pasuk says, Umikam Chai Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'aretz, who is like your nation Yisrael? They're one nation in the land. So that's mashmer that Yidden are very unique. And the question is, Mayavuse, what's unique about them? Atonamir Visubadon, you're also mixed with us. You're just like the Goyim. Because a different pasuk says, Kol Goyim Ka'ay Negdoy, that all the nations are like nothing in front of Hashem, so the Yidden really aren't anything special. Amrle, so you respond to him, B'dichu Asidu Alon, from you, meaning your Navi, Bilam, he said this about us. He answered your question, basically. Because the pasuk says, Lamatasma Beis on top, Uva Goyim Lo Yischashav, they're not counted among the nations, so your Navi himself said words that show that Yidden Yidden are not actually part of the other nations. And for now, that's all our conversations that we have with Minim and Kaifrim. We just go on to something else. Rabbi Elazar Rami, Rabbi Elazar asks Stirim Psukim Ksiv. One pasuk says Toiv Hashem LaKoil, that Hashem is good for everyone or to everyone. Uksiv, another pasuk says Toiv Hashem LaKoivav, Hashem is good to those who wait for Him, who hope to Him, meaning Tzadikim. And so it seems to be a stir. Is Hashem good to everybody or only for Tzadikim? And the answer is Mashal Adam Sheshle Pardes. It's a mashal to a person who has an orchard. Kshu Mashke, when he waters it, Mashke Skula, he waters the entire thing. He opens up the hose and it waters everything, the good trees and the not so good ones. But Kshu Oider, when he hoes, when he digs around the trees to help the water get to them and to improve them, Einu Oider El Tovim Shebahem, he only does the good ones, the ones that are already growing strong, and the weaker trees he doesn't do that to. It's the same exact thing with Hashem's Shefa. And going to the next part of Mishnah, which had said, Lefikach Kol Echad Vechad V'chulu, this specifically going on the part where it says, that when Rishayim are destroyed, there's Rina, there's rejoicing. And so now we continue discussing this. The Pasuk tells us, Vayavar Rina Hamachne, the Rina, the happiness or the joy spread through camp. This is referring to when King Achav died, that joyous message was passed through camp. And folks, over here is the word Harina with the extra Hey, Hey Hayidia. We're referring to something that was spoken about previously. We knew that something joyous was going to happen, and this is the Rina that was being referred to, the evil King Achav died. And Rabbi Chaim Chanina tells us, the Pasuk says, Bavoid Rishayim Rina, when the evil are destroyed, there's joy. And what does this tell us? Bavoid Achav ben Omri Rina, when Achav ben Omri, this is referring to King Achav, when he's going to be destroyed, when he dies, there's going to be joy. Now the question is, is Hashem happy when Rishayim are destroyed? How could that be? Hakseh, the Pasuk says, when they go up before the army, they say, give thanks to Hashem, kilo ilam chazdai. Said, why doesn't the Pasuk say, Hadul Hashem ki toiv? Why just say, Hadul Hashem? And the answer is, Lefisha and Akash Baruch Smech, Babasan Sharashayim, because Hashem is not happy when Yerushalayim are destroyed. Another source for this, Domer Shor Nachman, Armor Yerushalayim, Maidach say, what's Pshat and Pasuk? Veloi Karav Zel Zekal Laila. One didn't come near the other all night. This is referring to Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Joshua is going to be referring to the Malachim by Yetzias Mitzrayim. But at that time, Bikshim Malachi Ashar Slam Rashidif and Akash Baruch, the Malachim wants to say Shir in front of Hashem because the Mitzrayim were drowning. And Armor Lamakash Baruch Hashem told him, Masiyade Tayim Bayam, my handiwork, my Masiyadim, which is people, they're drowning in sea. Hatem Arim Shir Fanai, and you're going to say Shir in front of me. And so even though they were Rishayim, they're the Mitzrayim, they're terrible. Still, Hashem doesn't want Shir being said when there's Rishayim being destroyed. So what does that mean? Bavid Rishayim Rina, when Rishayim are destroyed, referring to Achav, that they're supposed to be rejoicing. So Rabbi Yisrael Chanini answers, Hu Eino Yisas, Aval Cheirim Meses. Hashem doesn't rejoice when Rishayim are destroyed. He causes other people to rejoice. The economic section, we took again the Pasuk, because it says Yosis, which means he caused other people to be happy. V'loiksev, it doesn't say Yosus, that he himself rejoices. But we know, we see from here that that's the answer to our issue. Now we go back to discussing Achav. The Pasuk says about him, Vazoinus Rachzu V'Gaimer. Literally, this means, and they washed Hazoinus. The question is, what's Hazoinus referring to? So Rabbi Elazar, he says, Lamark Shte Chazoinus, this is referring to washing, really over here, it means clarifying to Chazoinus. Chazoinus means visions of Nevuah. So it's not Zoinus, it's Chazoinus. And what are these two Nevuahs? Ach Shem Mechio, Ach Shel Yo, one of Mechio and one of El Yo. But Mechio, by Mechio, it says, Im Shoev Tasha B'Shalom, Lo Yedir Hashem Bi, if you, Achav, come back from battle, Hashem didn't speak to me. So we have a Nevuah that Achav's going to die in battle. And Bel Yo, it says, Bim Kaim Asher Loko Aklav Mezdam Novais, in the place where the dogs lick the blood of Novais, which is somebody whom Achav killed, they're going to lick your blood as well. Here we have our second Chizoyon, or second Nevuah, that Achav was going to be killed. So that's this Pasuk of Vazonis Rachzu, these two Chazonis, these two visions, came to fruition, came to clarity. Now Rav Amarav explains differently, Zonis Mamish is actually referring to Zonis. What's this talking about? So Achav, Ishmetsunan Haya, Achav was a cold person, which means he didn't have the warmth and the passion inside him for Tashmish for his wife. Vasol Yezevel, his wife Yezevel, or Shanta, she made for him, Shtet Surei Zonis Merkavtoi, two pictures of Zonis in his chariot, Kdeshiyar son Mizchamim, so that he could see them and become aroused to have Tashmish with her. And when he was killed, his blood washed away the pictures of the Zonis, and that's what it means, Zonis Rechatsu, the Zonis literally were washed away. More about Achav being killed, the Pasuk says, V'ish Mashach B'keshes Latuma Vayake, and a man drew his keshes, a man drew his bow, Latumai, and he struck Achav. Now, Belazar Amar, he explains, Lefitumai, this Lashon of Latumai means, he did it, was just by rote. He pulled back his bow, shot a person, he didn't realize it was Achav, he didn't realize he was killing the king, and that's how Achav was killed. Whereas Rav Amar, he explains, Latamim Shtei Chazyonis, the Lashon of Latumai over here means Latamim, to fulfill or to bring to fruition these two Chazyonis about Achav that he's going to be killed. Ach Shem Mechio, Ach Shel Yo, one of Mechio and one of El Yo. And we continue to discuss Achav, we just have a simon, Kura Vezacha Be'edoim, Ksiv, it says the Pasuk, Vayikra Achav El Avadyo, Asher Al Habayis, Achav called Avadyahu, who was in charge of his house, Vayvadyo, Hayayaris, Hashem Ma'oid, and Avadyo, he feared Hashem Ma'oid very much. The question is, my comer Kro, what's the Pasuk saying? What Shechas does Achav calling Avadya have to do with the fact that Avadyo had great years Shemaim? So Rav Yitzchak explains, Amalei, Achav told Avadyo, Be'Yakov Ksiv, Be'Yakov Vinu, it says, Nichash Yivrachin Hashem Galecha, that I was Menachesh, I divined, and I learned that Hashem blessed me because of you. This is what Lavan told him. And B'Yosef Ksiv, B'Yosef, it says, Yivarach Hashem is based on Mitzri, B'Galal Yosef, Hashem blessed the house of the Mitzri because of Yosef. Whereas based on Duhu Gavro lehav mivrach. The house of this person hasn't been blessed. My house is achav has not been blessed. Shemalo yerelikimato. Maybe you're not a yerelikim, and that's why I haven't been blessed. And so Yotza Baskel v'Amra, Baskel came out and said, no, by vadyo haya yaris Hashem ma'oid. Aval b'sishal achav einim zom lebracha. The house of achav isn't fit for bracha. So even though I vadyo feared Hashem ma'oid, achav's house is not able to receive such a bracha. Amar v'Abba Rabba says, gadol shenemar by vadyo yaiser yamash shenemar ba'avram. That which is said about vadyo is greater than that which is said by Avram. Deal by Avram like siv ma'oid. By Avram doesn't say ma'oid. It says that he feared Hashem, but not ma'oid. And by vadyo k'siv ma'oid. By vadyo it says ma'oid. More about him. Amar v'yisrael he says, m'nei ma'azoche vadyo l'nvius. Why was a vadyo zeicha to nevuah? He was actually a ger. He used to be not Jewish. He converted, and we know that a ger can't get nevuah. So why was he zeicha to nevuah? And the answer is m'nei shehichu me'ah nevim mara. It's because he hid 100 nevim in a cave. Yizevel, the evil wife of Achav, went around killing all the nevim, and a vadyo hid 100 nevim. Shemar the pasuk says, vayhi b'hachrish zevels nevi Hashem. It was when Yizevel was destroying the nevim of Hashem. Vayikach vadyo me'ah nevim. A vadyo took 100 nevim. Vayich b'im chamishim ish mara v'goymer, and he hid 50 men in this cave and 50 men in that cave, and he gave them bread and water. Now the question is, ma'ishna chamishim ish? Why specifically 50 in this one and 50 in that one? So Rabbi Blazer, he says, Yaakov v'lamad. Avadyo learned from Yaakov v'inu. Shnemar says, v'hoya machan nishal pleito. That before Yaakov met up with Esav, he split the camps in half, so if Esav attacks one of them, the other one will be able to remain safe. And that's what Avadyo did. He split 100 Nevi'im up into two groups of 50, so that if Yizevel found one, the other one would be safe. Whereas Rabbi Amar, he says, no, it's more practical. If she'ein ma'ar machzakas yosem chamishim, it's because the caves that he had found didn't hold more than 50, so he had to have two caves of 50. More about Avadyo. The pasuk says, chazayin Avadyo, koyemar Hashem l'kim la'edoim v'goymer, a vision of Avadyo, so says Hashem l'kim about Edoim. So Avadyo gave nevuah about Edoim. And the question is, ma'ishai Avadyo l'Edoim? Why did he dafka give nevuah about Edoim and not about something else? And our Rabbi Yitzchak answers, Amar Kosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, Yom Avadyo, hador ben shnei rishayim, v'lo ilam v'maseim, let Avadyo, who's living among two rishayim, Yizevel and Achav, and he didn't learn from their ways, v'yinove al Esav Arasha, and he should give nevuah about Esav Arasha, who we know that Esav is Edoim, shador ben shnei tzadikim, he lived among two tzadikim, Yitzchak and Rivka, v'lo ilam v'maseim, he didn't learn from their ways either. The second answer is, Amar Ephraim Mikshah, Talmidish Rav Meir, Mishur Rav Meir, Ephraim Mikshah, who's a Talmud Rav Meir, he said, Nira Meir, Avadya ger Edoim Yehaya, Avadya was a ger from Edoim, v'hainu darmi enchi, and this is what people say, Mineu Bei Abba, Nezel Bei Narga, from the very forest itself, and Abba's a forest, so from the forest itself, the handle of the axe comes, even though Narga is an axe, it's referred to the handle of the axe, so from that very forest, we fashion a handle for an axe, and then that axe is used to chop down the forest. It's the same thing. From Edoim comes a person, Avadya, and he gives nevuah about the destruction of Edoim. And something similar, the pasuk says, V'achas Moiv, Ahmadim Bechevel, Hashkev Oisam Arzo, is referring to David HaMelech when he was meeting out retribution against Moiv for killing his family. It says that he had people lay down on the ground and he measured them with a rope and killed them based off the length of the rope. And over this is what people say, that from the forest itself comes the handle of the axe that's going to destroy it. We know that David HaMelech's grandmother was Rus, and Rus was a Moivia. So here comes David from Moiv destroying Moiv. And Yosef Dima, Rav Dima came from Eretz Yisrael. Amar, he said, a thigh rots from itself. The thickest part of the thigh is the part that starts rotting the first, and from there, the rest of the meat rots. Now, once we mention Moiv, we continue talking about that. He, referring to the king of Moiv, took his firstborn son, who's supposed to rule in his place, meaning once the king dies, his firstborn son is supposed to rule, and he brought him as an oila on the wall. He brought his kid as a carbon. Now, Ravish Mole, they argue about this. One says that the king sacrificed his kid for Hashem. He obviously didn't know he's not supposed to do that, but he really loved Hashem so much, he brought his kid as a carbon for Hashem. The other one says he just did it for Avodah Zarah. So we analyze this. Especially with Ma'adam L'Shem Shemayim, we understand according to Ma'adam he did it L'Shem Shemayim. Heindel said that's understanding the pasuk by he cats of Gadal Yisrael that there was a great anger against Am Yisrael because they were in a terrible state rebelling against Hashem, and here comes along a non-Jewish king who loves Hashem so much that he sacrifices his firstborn son for Hashem, and so obviously that's going to bring great anger on the Jewish people. El Ma'adam L'Shem Avodah Zarah, but according to Ma'adam he just did it for Avodah Zarah. Amai vahi ketsef. Why was there this anger against the Yidden? This king's just doing it for Avodah Zarah, so that shouldn't bring anger on the Yidden. And the answer is because Rabbi Levi is just like Rabbi Shimon Levi said. Rabbi Shimon Levi, Rami, Rabbi Shimon Levi asked the Stirim Sukkim, Ksiv, one pasuk says, Uchemishpeh Hagayim, Asher Svesechem, Loyasisem, like the laws of the nations that are around you, you have not done, which is a good thing. Uksiv, then another pasuk says, Uchemishpeh Hagayim, Asher Svesechem, Asisem, that you did do like the laws of the nation that surround you. So how do we understand this contradiction? And the answer is, Kimutukanishabahem, Loyasisem. When it says you didn't do like them, it means you didn't do like the good people of the nations who respect Hashem. You did not respect Hashem. Kimukukalmishabahem, Asisem. You've done like the worst of them who sacrificed their kids for Avodah Zarah, that you did do like. And so now we can understand how the king's sacrifice of his oldest son for Avodah Zarah brings anger on Am Yisrael. And just concluding this pasuk, Vayisu me'ol v'yishuv la'aretz, it says that they left from him and they went back to the land. What's this referring to? Amar Chanina Rapapa, Ba'ez Hashah, at that time, Yardu Shem Shah Yisrael, Majega Tachtoina, the evil people of Am Yisrael, which is really referring referring to the entire nation, went down to the lowest level, because it doesn't say that they went back to their land, La'artsam. It says Vayishuvu La'aretz, they went back to the land. As we see, the nation fell so low, that was when Hashem decreed that they're going to get punished. Now, before in the Gemara, we had mentioned that Vadya, and we had said that he was Yareas Hashem Ma'od. Now we quote something that also has the word Ma'od. The pasuk says, in regards to Havishag HaShunamis, where we had learned about a number of daf ago, who's the Nara that served David HaMelech, it says Vanara Yafa Ad Ma'od. She was very Yafa, she was very beautiful. And our Chanira Papa, he explains, Adayin Lo Higiel Chatzu Yafi Shal Sara, as wonderful as she was, she didn't even reach half of the Yafi of Sara. How do we know this? Because the pasuk says Ad Ma'od, V'la Imad Bechlal, the Ma'od is not included. And over here is the opposite understanding than we usually say. When a person says Ad Ma'od, it usually means exceedingly, very much. But over here, he's understanding the word Ad literally, that she was beautiful Ad Ma'od, up until the level of Ma'od, but she didn't reach the level of Ma'od. As was Sari Menu, she reached the level of Ma'od. Hajj Al-Khtini Mamun is Mazda for finishing the fourth parak of Masech Sanhedrin. Just like we were Zechid to finish this parak together, we should be Zechid to finish the entire Masech together, and of course, all of Shas together. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, beginning the brand new parak. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.